Mais très loin.
Hi, Randall. It's Chris.
Good evening, afternoon.
Afternoon. Yeah. Thanks.
What's up?
Yeah, I thought you might want your Friday evening interrupted.
No worries.
I'll write emails for bad news, but yeah, we made 660 in the Texas.
660.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, it's paying off.
Exactly.
The real size.
So we're doing that. We finally had a good
one. Well, what did you do?
Well, basically, we were long RBOBs on the day, quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had like we were long like 1,800 Tesses or something like this.
Yeah.
Farad had sold some heat and oil Tesses against it.
Yeah.
And yeah, because of because our oil spread position in between the two indices, we'd sold it even like 600 or something in the on the ice.
Okay.
And so we were sat there and we were. Just not a lot was going on, and we were talking about things, and I was complaining about the heat and oil one that I thought it was, I didn't like the size of it, and I thought it was nasty and things like this.
Yeah.
And so we talked about it a bit, and we decided, okay, let's just whack the oil. So
yeah.
we sold the even bid in the oil for like 2,500.
Yeah.
And we scratched out of our...
yeah, the oil, the crude then.
Yeah, the crude oil, yeah.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
scratched out of our heat and oil position.
Yeah.
So we were basically, in the end, we were short like 4,000. We had to buy 4,000 oils,
yeah,
crudes, and we had to buy 2,200 RBOBs.
Yeah. So you had a double ballpark.
Yeah, exactly. The Brent, we had a position opposite it, so we had to sell 1,200 Brents. But
yeah.
That was basically our only three positions, and
okay.
What we saw was that. Yeah, just how I told you before. I think our competitor, I think today
yeah.
has lost a really, really a lot of money, because
yeah.
There was when we after we sold all his bids at even, and just
yeah.
Yeah, offered over. Yeah, there's really big downticks in the oil. The whole complex went down. We actually afterwards we thought it was like there was some news or something. So he
yeah.
must have bought really a lot of crudes on the day in the Texas.
Okay. Yeah.
Sold them all out beforehand, so there was a big spike down.
Yeah.
And then at sort of 26, 27 past, we started buying and basically bought it all the way back up and more.
Okay, so he was really screwed.
So I pretty much think he does all his futures beforehand, or a big chunk of them anyway.
Yeah, and then just hopes it keeps on trading there and.
Exactly. And just says, well, if it stays at this level, if nothing really goes on, normally you'll make a load from it, of course.
Yeah.
And especially if we've got the same side as him, and we're also pushing it in the way for him, it's like Nick was doing. We do all the work, and he just,
yeah.
yeah. But he does it massively beforehand. So I'm sure in the past he's made like huge money from it.
Yeah,
but
then it's of course a bit of pity that there. But yeah, but okay, in the crude there's a counterpart, but he is not so much in the heating oil in the others. So
we don't really see him in the others. You see,
that's a bit funny.
Yeah,
because if you really make money from it, yeah, the first thing you do is see whether are there any more.
Yeah, exactly. Do it also.
So that is a bit funny, of course.
But that's what I would have thought as well. But I we may be wrong about that guy getting killed, but yeah, I think there's a good chance of it. But.
Okay.
But for us, yeah, it just went really nicely. And,
Well, yeah, of course. Still, but how much did you do beforehand before you bought it up?
Well, I did the crudes, and I did about 800 of my 4,000.
Yeah, so 20%.
Yeah,
exactly. Even you did less.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe even a bit less than 800. But
that's quite nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, so the total this week is like 1.2 million from the Tesses.
Yeah, we're now on like 2 million or so. Or
yeah, exactly. So it's that's really good. What I was going to say is basically you can get the position you want to actually. If you leave it till sort of 12 o'clock and then start trying to get positions, it's sort of often, yeah, you don't always get some nice ones and you end up with a bit in between positions.
Uh-huh.
So, but if you're sort of more aggressive, if you just picked a random side and put an even bid in or an even offer on a given day for a couple of thousand, there's a good chance if you're doing a lot of them, So what I would say is, if a couple of, yeah, well, if every day next week, if you could give Ferrad a call and make sure he doesn't, yeah, sort of try and force him to get build up some positions, I think it would be worthwhile.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if it's really a counterparty, a market breaker, then it's a bit still dangerous.
Exactly. I think with the, especially with the crudes, what we did today, I really don't think it's a smart thing to do every day because you will become predictable.
Yeah, so exactly.
You definitely want to mix it around a little bit and not have not do that all the time. It's all, basically the reason we did it in the crude today was just, yeah, we did no hardly any trades had happened, and we thought, well, it's better to have it the same size because we had such a big arbol position.
Yeah, exactly. So it just makes it a bit more powerful for the other one. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would. So I'm still cautious about the crude, although I think it's. Yeah, the fact that it's, we said it before on Friday before the weekend and with it also close to expiration, it's that's the sort of nicest situation to do it in.
Yeah.
But if you give Ferrad a call each day and just to sort of...
I'll ask him what his plans are.
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
But yeah, when nobody's around really pushing him, of course, might be difficult. But
yeah, exactly. Otherwise, we'll be back to scalping for 10 lots. So.
Yeah, exactly. Making 1,500.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Yeah, for the rest, it was slower, probably. Or.
Sorry, for the rest?
Yeah, the...
Oh, the rest of the four? Yeah, exactly. The indices is next to nothing. I think Owen's got a bit of a loss from his on his premium again. So.
Okay.
But yeah, virtually nothing actually.
Okay, well, luckily you've got this. So.
Yeah, exactly. So it keeps you
something nice.
Yeah, it gives you a bit of excitement once a day. So.
Yeah, exactly, for 5 minutes a day. So
exactly.
Nice. Quite efficient use of traders actually, this product.
No, exactly. Yeah, just we
can just make them do a normal trading spot, and then only for a couple of minutes you need them. And,
yeah, well, that's what we had with. We taught James how to do it. We taught Richard as well, and we were starting to show Lee as well. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, have a good weekend.
Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah,
and
thanks very much.
Talk to you next week.
Yeah. See you later. Bye.
See you.